Right now in Indiana, as we've established before, the single flock that we had, it was a backyard flock of 77 birds in Whitley County. It's been depopulated and gone through a cleaning and disinfection process, and so that site won't be repopulated for a while. All of the other premises within a 3-kilometer circle of that site, we have made notification, verified whether all of those homes, and there were 209, own poultry or not, and the ones that did, there were approximately 30 backyard flocks in that area. We're all tested negative once. Now this week, because it's 14 days later, our veterinarians are in the field and they're doing the second round of testing starting today. So we're hoping, as long as everything holds and all tests come out negative and continue to be that way, that Whitley County control area and all the quarantines can be lifted at the end of the month.
Denise, as we look at the disease and the virus and some of the issues, are there any rules or additional rules going into place to control maybe an advancement or a spread of the virus?
Well, our board took a significant step this week and approved a ban on the movement of any birds, basically anything with feathers, that will go to a location where there's public commingling. And this would be fairs, public shows, flea markets, sale barns, swap meets, those type of places where you've got birds from many different sources coming together and could possibly spread the disease.
When we talk about this ban, what does that mean for 4-H projects and those types of things this summer?
Well, at the moment, what we have is we've got a ban on poultry shows at the county fairs as well as the state fair. So we are working with Extension, and I know a lot of the folks there have been working on trying to find alternatives to make sure that those kids can still finish their poultry projects. They won't physically be able to bring a bird to the show.
Anything else that we need to be aware of? Any other reminders for poultry producers and those outside of the poultry industry?
A couple things to take note with this ban. It's temporary in nature. We're hoping that we can be lifting this by sometime next year so we can get back to business as normal. And what we're going to do is open a public comment period on our website in June to allow people to give us some feedback, give us ways that we can do that. You know, are there control measures? Are there things we can do at shows and swap meets and other sales that we can get back to having birds there and some kind of measures? And we're just looking for public input on that as well, because someone may have even better ideas than we do.